Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Paula Boddington
in October 2011,
where the theme was the kindness of strangers.
During my two pregnancies, I only suffered from morning sickness once. One morning, I vomited into the toilet just as my husband was walking straight past the open bathroom door. He said nothing. "I was sick this morning," I said that night. "Were you?" he said. I went every Wednesday to the Canberra School of Art. "I probably won't be in next week," I said one evening to my drawing class. The young woman who'd been sitting opposite me for 6 months, making careful illustrations in pen and ink, looked up in surprise. "Why not?" she said. "I'm expecting a baby," I explained. "It's due tomorrow." No one in my class had noticed. I forgot myself sometimes. One morning on a crowded bus, the bus driver yelled back to the passengers for somebody to give their seat to a blind man who'd just got on. Schooled from early life in good manners, I automatically stood up. No one else stirred. The blind man sat in my seat and nodded as he did so. It was only when, strap-hamming, I glanced downwards at my stomach that I remembered myself that I was 7 months pregnant. This early drilling in good manners that my mother had given me stood me in good stead, however, because it had taught me at a very young age that there are certain people, many people, who appreciate good manners and respond accordingly. And this gave me a magic trick. It's very quiet in Canberra, where we lived at the time, very quiet indeed, even in the centre of town. And when you're at home, in a quarter-acre block, with two small children, there's nobody much around during the day. I would pack my daughter into the pram and head off for the Canberra Centre, a shopping mall about 10 minutes' walk away from where we lived. Luckily, it didn't have any automatic doors. Luckily, because the reason why I went there was to hold doors open for people. Why, when I had a pram myself to manage? Because then a stranger would look me in the eye and say, "Thank you, thank you." Often it would be the only contact with another adult that I'd have all day. I always joined the same queue in the supermarket, no matter how long it was, because I had discovered that one of the ladies on the till would always ask how the baby was doing and say how beautiful she was. But she was taken off the tills when she was promoted to management. When my daughter was 3 months old, I travelled with her and her brother to Hanoi, where their father was working. "You must be mad to take a baby to Vietnam," people told me. "But the Vietnamese have children, don't they?" In excited preparation for the trip, I bought a pair of white trousers that I thought would be suitable for tropical heat. But foolishly, I bought them straight after having the baby, and they rapidly became too large as the baby weight dropped off. Buttoned up, they just fell straight down. So I just fixed them together with a nappy pin. I can sew, but I was busy with the children. Who would ever notice? When we arrived at our Hanoi hotel, our room wasn't ready, so we were served tea as we waited in the lobby. The receptionist was a slight woman, beautifully dressed, in a white, pristine, pure silk, flowing gown. The baby's nappy was dirty, so I asked her where I could change it. And she showed me to the ladies' toilets. But she didn't leave me there. Smilingly, she insisted on changing the nappy herself. "But it's dirty," I said. "No matter," she said. She changed it deftly and expertly and willingly. This was only the first of the many kindnesses that Vietnamese strangers would wrap me in during our two visits to this country. They showered my boy with presents. Men and women alike, they vied with each other to take a turn at cuddling the baby. Waiters and waitresses held the baby and played with the boy while I ate my meals in peace. The maids who came every morning to clean the room and take each day's dirty laundry would enter the room without knocking. It's just their way, showing not a trace of embarrassment, surprise or concern to find its occupants in any state of undress. They would rush in, smiling and laughing, clapping their hands and holding them out to take the children. They spoke very little English. The language spoken was the universal language of admiring the baby and fussing over the boy. "One boy, one girl, very good mother." Of course, I didn't feel like a good mother. I was lonely, exhausted and sad. When we'd been there about 2 weeks, the lady who did the laundry entered the room one morning just as I was doing up the nappy pin on my trousers. I hadn't even any idea that she'd noticed this, as she rushed in to make a fuss of the children as usual. But the next day, when the clean, pressed trousers were silently returned, there was a new extra button neatly sewn in place, in exactly the right spot. Thank you, Vietnamese laundry lady, for your thoughtfulness and your attention. I remember your kindness still.
Spark London is produced by Joanne Yates,
with audio production by Dave Pickering,
at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
You can hear another of Dave's podcasts
at gettingbetteracquainted.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.